cases with him. I talked to Dink further about it yesterday. He was going to have a report over for me, or have a report in by 9. I should have it over fairly shortly, I guess. I think that what he is working on must be the associations that Oswald had in the 3 or 4 months that he was down there in 62, 63. I doubt, I think it'd just be incredible if he had anything that went beyond that. I think the subject is so volatile and emotional, though, that it could get confused and obscured. I had heard that Hale Boggs was saying, he Garrison was saying that it, or privately around town, that it could be traced back, or that you could be found in it someplace, which I can't believe he's been saying that. The Bureau says they haven't heard any such thing, and they got lots of eyes and ears. Of course, there was a fellow like Hale Boggs. But Hale gets pretty emotional about people that he really doesn't like and people that fought him and been against him, and I would be more inclined to attribute it to that. Either that or this guy Garrison just completely off his rocker.
Is, who did Hale tell us to?
Apparently Marvin.
But Hale tell you that Hale Boggs, that this fella, district attorney down there, said that this is traced to me or something?
Privately, he was using your name and having known about it. I said, well, you give this information to Barrett for the Saturday. Rabbit was out of town on Saturday night. He said, I sure will. So I asked Operator to get Barrett with Rabbit together. And he did.
Yeah, I don't know about it. They don't ever let me in on it, Marvin and Jake over here, so you have to call me direct.
Well,
they just think this stuff's for them.
It's such a nutty thing. But, it's awfully explosive, but the press really has quite a jaundiced eye about it and about Garrison so far. I had several press interviews out in Des Moines Saturday evening and afternoon, and the thrust of their questions is, what kind of nut is this?
Two things, I think. You know this story going around about the CIA, and they're trying to get, sending in the folks to get Castro.
To assassinate Castro.
Have you got that full story laid out in front of you, know what it is, and has anybody ever told you all the story?
No.
I think you ought to have that. It's incredible. I don't believe there's a thing in the world to it, and I don't think we ought to seriously consider it, but I think you ought to know about it.
Who would I get it
from? I've had it from 3 or 4. I've forgotten who's come in here. I'll have to check.
Does the Bureau have it?
No, I don't think so. You might ask him. Pearson, Drew Pearson came and gave it to me. He said Morgan told him, Hoffa's lawyer. He says that they have a man that was involved, that was brought in to the CIA with a number of others, and instructed by the CIA and the Attorney General to assassinate Castro after the Bay of Pigs.
I've heard that, you know, I've heard that much. I just haven't heard names and places.
Well, let's see who it is. Let's see. I think it would be, look very bad on us if we'd had it reported to us a number of times and we just didn't pay, just laughed, if this is true. He says that his limitation, let's check and see if limitation does run out in November. They say that the limitation runs out in November. I don't know about this conspiracy or whatever, how many years.
It'd be 6 years, all right, which would be November probably, but it not for a concealed situation.
Well, that's what I'd think. But anyway, he says in November he's going to tell it. And that
Pearson is?
No, this individual.
This individual?
Yeah. And these lawyers have it. Well, there's just all kinds of things that come to me every day. I don't pay attention to them, but maybe I was a little worried this morning because one of my lawyer friends told me I ought to call you and talk to you about it. So you'll have a file that protects you, that you don't just look like they report these things to us and we just throw them overboard and say, well, we don't like them and they're not what we want to hear, so we're not going to do anything about it. But anyway, that following this, Castro said they had these pills and they were supposed to take them when they caught them, and they didn't get to take their pills, so he tortured them. And they told him all about it, who was present and why they did it. So he said, okay, we'll just take care of that. So then he called Oswald and a group in and told them about this meeting and go set it up and get the job done. Now that's their story, and I talked to Abe about it first, and he just said, well, it's so incredible that keep doing it. And then they also claim that you all have tapped his lawyers, Hoffa's lawyers, telephones, and haven't admitted that yet, and that they're gonna have to explode that. Man can't talk to his preacher, confess to his priest, or talk to his wife, or talk to his doctor or lawyer without the bugs around him, and that's terrible. Well, anyway, so much for that part of it. Now, here's what I called about. I just think that if you haven't heard that, maybe you ought to put yourself in a position to either hear Pearson or whoever circulating. There's been two or three here circulated to me, and Pearson was just one of them, but I've forgotten who the others are. They were reputable people, or they wouldn't have gotten in here.
Much Pearson was in last week.
Who?
I say Pearson was in to see me last week, sat here for 30, 40 minutes, never mentioned anybody.
Well, he came to see me, and came to see me in the mansion, oh, I'd say a month ago. And there's before that, one or two others, but I can't remember who. And they were responsible people. But it sounded just so, just like you're telling me that Lady Bird was taking dope. I just wouldn't pay much attention to it. If I'm seeing her every day, I just don't believe it. That was involved. Anyway, I'll try to think of the other names and give them to you. He's the only one I can remember now, and I don't credit it. I credit 99.99% untrue. But that's something I think we ought to know has been reported. And y'all ought to do what you think ought to be done to protect yourself. On this New Orleans thing, I'm told that what I ought to say to you is to ask the FBI to immediately take notice of all these statements, review them very carefully, evaluate them, ask their local people without, quote, without interfering with the local investigation, or without obstructing, interfering or obstruction. They say be sure to get you a careful sentence in there so it won't look like it. They can't say that you came along and wanted to cover up something, bust them up, and notify the FBI to without interfering or obstructing the local thing, to follow it very carefully and report to you anything that is material or of any value.
Well, I've done that.
My memo?
Since Friday, no, just called Deke.
I wonder, though, if you shouldn't do that. Abe says that it's so delicate and touchy that he thinks I ought to ask the Attorney General. He said Hoover needs to
confirm
that.
It even by memo.
That's what I would do.
Catch an earlier date, but it's really out of line with the practice, and therefore seem a little extraordinary. I don't think, also, as I saw the strategy, we wanted to keep completely out of the public eye because we just escalated. Give Garrison a chance to lay it on us and focus attention on the problem if we people see us what appears to be a very interested posture.
Well, I'm not trying to make anything public. I'm just trying to think about a president sitting here and seeing it on nationwide television Sunday and Monday and saying that here is other accomplishment, here's accomplishes, here are other evidence, here's so-and-so, and being totally immune to it and unaware and uninterested in it. And I would think that what you ought to do is, you can be your own judge about it, but I would think what you ought to do is either write or call Deke and take notes on what you say to him and say the president has seen this on television and read of it, and he says to tell you without interfering or obstructing in any way the local investigation to be sure that if there's anything to this or any scintilla of evidence that should be considered, that you be sure that it's presented to me. I don't know that's not a press release. I think that his local people there watching it anyway, probably, but I think that would show that you weren't trying to, you were totally uninterested in pursuing it.
No, Well, I did that. I did everything that you said last week, except I didn't mention your name in it. I can do that, and I didn't document it. I can do that.
Well, maybe you don't need to do either. You be the judge. I'm just telling you what Abe told me he thought we ought to do.
Well, that can't hurt.
This guy had a pretty good run this morning on NBC.
It can't hurt. It could be important, so I'll do it.
What did you find in Iowa?
Well, I had a pretty nice meeting. They'd had George Romney out there last year at the same thing, and he hadn't apparently gone over so well. They were a little more dovish on Vietnam than I thought they would be. I was surprised.
Midwest is awful dovish.
Well, a lot of Republicans at this. These groups and all, and I talked to just hundreds of people just with them all the time, and I was surprised at how dovish they were, and particularly the Republicans. I was in Neil Smith's district, and he's much more highly regarded than I'd anticipated. Of course, he's on our appropriations subcommittee, so I've worked with him, and he's a good man, but he's awfully... highly regarded. The CIA thing was awfully big out there. They wouldn't stop asking me questions about it. They just trying to fence them off. The Crime Commission report, just banner headlines in the Sunday morning paper.
Was the governor there?
Ron Ostro, no, he wasn't. He was supposed to be there, too. They had announced that he would be there, and the entire Supreme Court was there. The Attorney General, who's a Republican, was there. All the state commissioners and the state senators. When you get into the legislature, they tended to be the Democrats. The entire Supreme Court was there, most judicial leaders, the bar leaders.
What kind of outfit was it?
Drake University. Sponsored.
What was it, speech on crime or something?
No, I spoke on education and tried to warm them up on their involvement in the education of Negroes, how they should have scholarships out there, how disadvantaged they were, what I thought the role of the law school ought to be, how far behind we are, how much greater need there is for more lawyers, better lawyers trained for